So I was getting out of there for a second. So every week during the offertory, we say, "All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thy own have we given thee." Have you ever wondered where that comes from? Well, I did, and I did what most people do nowadays. I Googled it. I found out they come from the Old Testament, from 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. It was after God had decreed that the temple be built. So I know you were only expecting your daily customary dose of readings today, but I'd like to read a little bit from 1 Chronicles to give you context. Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, for this temple is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God. Gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stones and marble, all these in large quantities." Then the leaders of the families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. So we skip down to verse 14. David says, "But who am I, and what are my people, that we should be able to make this freewill offering?" And he said, "For all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thy own have we given thee." David and his people gave generously so that God's temple could be built. Over the years, the people of St. Paul's have also given generously so that this church could be built and maintained. Those of us here today now give, in many ways now, to support the mission and ministry of this church. We give of our time, talent, and treasure. So I ask that when considering your pledge this year, that you consider all of God's love and wonders in your life. So I'd like to share a few of my wonders. I have a soon-to-be one-year-old grandson. I see God's love and wonder every time he looks up and smiles at me. A couple of weeks ago, we shared time between services with our prayer buddies. I saw God's wonder in their answers and the time we spent getting to know each other. Every year, we host homeless people from our community as part of the Safe Nights program. I see God's love and wonder in all of you who come together to welcome and care for our guests that week. Earlier this year on Lego Sunday, I shared a story of a friend who sat down in the park to eat his lunch. He noticed a homeless man sitting across from him. I saw God's love and wonder when my friend gave his lunch to the homeless man. Where have you seen God's love and wonder?